All right, good evening everyone, and welcome to Sunday Morning Breakfast Live. This is Monday Night Live, where we get to interact with one another on the phone as well as Facebook Live, and just be in the presence of God, sharing in the awesome word he has for us this evening, which is From Problems to Purpose. And it has been an amazing topic all week. And for those of you who have not shared in any of the messages this week, or those who have, please go ahead and check out all of the calls on SundayMorningBreakfast.org, where you can find the calls from all this week. So we are here. It's Monday night. We are going live in just a few, but we're only going to do so with our leader who's here with us tonight, Mr. Tullius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Kim.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
Doing great, thank you.
All right, well, first things first, I want to go ahead and pray, and then we can get started on the call. So if you don't mind, go ahead and pray for us, please.
Sure. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this awesome opportunity to serve you. We are so grateful for the word that you provided to us this week and what's about to go forth. We are so thankful for the purpose of this life that you have given us. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that every day we are walking in that. We thank you for this life. We thank you for this ministry. And we thank you for our leader. May we go forward with open hearts and open minds as we move forward on this call tonight. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. So, y'all, we're talking about From Problems to Purpose, but tonight is still the same topic. We're just going to switch a little bit about how your purpose can be found through your problems. In other words, your problems serve a purpose. Okay? With that being said, we're going to do a little slight recap this week. All right, is Mr. DJ there, Ms. Tiana?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, Mr. DJ.
Good evening.
How's it going, man? So just give us a little synopsis of this past week, Mr. DJ, real quickly, if you don't mind.
This past week, from problems to purpose, the discussion synopsis is basically you have to stand past your judgment of self and be disciplined enough to find your purpose. Any problem that you have, if you think about it, any problem that you have, God is the answer. And what you have to do is define the purpose so that you can make that problem something small. It's almost like a hurdle, and we're equipped with medicine. We just don't know how to use it. You'll find out that it's not such a big deal or such a big problem because there's nothing that God can't do. Or nothing that he can't handle, but we have to be disciplined enough to find out what's going on. And then we have to sustain it. You have to be disciplined enough to analyze it and turn that problem into purpose. Everything happens for a reason. And what you have to do is look at it. You know, our patience is not so, I don't know the correct word, but it's not so easy being patient. And what we have to do is to deny self so that we can find out the true purpose of what God wants us to do and then implement it, simply put.
All right. So with that being said, Ms. Tiana, real quickly, what about you?
For me, this week has been just about understanding no matter what comes our way, that it is something that's either been ordered or approved by God. Problems are a part of life in as we see it in the world. But we learn to know that no matter what comes our way, that we are more than capable of, if we're walking in our faith, are more than capable of going through, going above, over anything that is present. We just have to be willing vessels as well as being obedient to God so that our patience is what is shown in and through everything. Because we never know whether or not that problem that is presented is something for us or for somebody else, or it is somebody else that is presented to us. We have to be able to operate in God so that we can walk through it, fulfilling on His purpose for our lives.
So I'm just getting everything together. And if y'all can, you can go ahead and to Facebook.
All right.
Go ahead and log on to the live. Okay, so if you want to join us, go ahead to Facebook, and we'll be on the live. So everybody gets situated. What did they say, situated? Not situated. There you go, Mr. DJ. All right. Are y'all there? Everybody's there? Let me see. Let me get situated with this thing. All right.
And that's on the Tellius M. Carr page, right, Mr. Carr?
Correct.
All right.
All right. So y'all were talking about from problems to purpose. Your problems serve a purpose. Okay? I think that's fair to say that your problems serve a purpose. It may be hard to compare to that, but they do. How you doing, Miss Tiana, Miss Karen, Miss, who is it, Miss Juan? Miss Issa and Miss Latanya and Miss Brenda, how are you? Miss Dina, how y'all doing? Okay, your problems serve. I'm writing this down too. A purpose. Do y'all really believe that? How you doing, Miss Sharon and Miss Tanya? Okay, what's going on? Who is that? Miss Faith, how are you? Y'all believe that? You believe that your problems serve a purpose?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. How you doing, Ms. Vonna?
Vonna. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everything that we encounter serves a purpose, especially when we're walking in God. It serves a purpose. Everything that we go through, it serves a purpose. You know, when we disciplined our children, it served a purpose. Although they might not have understood that, it served a purpose. You know, when we're in our adolescent stage, we don't understand the big purpose because we want our way. You know, kids whine and whine and whine, and they want what they want. But as we mature, we understand purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Somebody say, oh, I got a problem. What's the problem? I got to go get a root canal. There's a purpose behind it. You may go through some pains, but wouldn't you want to go through the short-lived pain, Mr. DJ? And get it out the way. How you doing, Mr. Minister Ford?
Oh, yeah.
So your problems serve a purpose, and a lot of times people don't want to hear that, but it's just a part of walking with God. That's the reality, and it's a good part of walking with God because, see, here's the thing. If life doesn't bring problems, then we may be on the wrong side of the fence. In other words, if Satan had you, it would be easy.
Mm.
But because he don't have, he is the author of what?
He's confusion.
Okay. See how he brings about confusion? He brings about problems. But see, here's the thing. Here's the good thing about, Mr. DJ, your problems serve a purpose. If you didn't have any problems, how much purpose would you be fulfilling?
Come on.
All right.
You think Satan just want to give it to you? What's going on, John? You think all that glory you got on you, all the promises that God has given you, you know all that God has instilled in you, you think Satan going to sit back and just let you have it easy? You really think that? How you doing, Ms. Cam?
No, indeed.
No. Your problems serve a purpose. In other words, when you got all this stuff going around you, it's how you handle it. What does your character look like? It's called something like discipline. Okay? Discipline is key, even when we deal with problems. How you doing, Miss Kashonda? Miss Jamie, how are you? All right? So, y'all, we're about to get to some email questions. I want y'all to sit back, relax, take some notes if you want to. Make sure you chime in. Okay? share this. Hey, share this. I'm not looking for an audience like that, but I believe that somebody really needs this message because it's inevitable that we all go through problems in life. We all are casualties of problems. We all sometimes fall victim to problems. Here's the thing. How do we respond to them? Do you see your purpose in your, in the midst of your problems? This is very important now. How you doing, Ms. Cabrini? Let's get to that first email question. What we got, Ms. Tiana?
Sure. I think you were already in that direction. The one that I received was, why must we go through problems to attain purpose? Is there an easier way?
Mr. DJ, the question is, why must we go through problems to obtain our purpose? Is there such thing as an easier way?
No, there's not an easy way. We must go through problems to obtain purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, why else would we need God?
Uh-huh.
Why else would we worship God and appreciate his riches and glory?
Right.
I mean, we without that, then we would be spoiled and lovers of ourselves.
Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Why else would we need God? Why else would we need faith? If you didn't have no problems, would you need faith? Of course not. Of course not. What's going on, DeJuan? Ms. Katina, how are you? Ms. Asia, how you doing? Ms. DeAndra, Ms. Alicia, how y'all doing? Ms. Shanae, how are you? Ms. Nero, how are you? Y'all, if we didn't have problems, how often, how long, how much would you pray to God?
Okay.
Amen.
If we didn't have problems.
Don't do that now.
Hold on, Ms. Look, DJ, some of that, look, you say, all right. Y'all do know that if we didn't have problems, how much would you exercise your faith? Why do you need to believe something that you have not seen when it's just handed to you?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Boy, you know, problems cause us to exercise our faith, and faith causes us to believe in our God.
Amen.
Boy, God will let us go through problems. And you know what a problem is? A problem says I don't physically understand or I am physically incapable of mastering it or conquering it on my own. That's what a problem is.
Mm.
Let me say it again. Y'all can write it down if you want to. All a problem is that I'm physically capable of handling it on my own or I'm mentally incapable of understanding it. That means it's a problem, Houston. But what God says is, well, there's a problem with you, I got the answer. Remember, when you're weak, I'm strong. In other words, God wants us to have problems so that we can understand our limitations and walk into our purpose. I mean, you got to hear me. See, for every problem we have, there's a greater purpose behind it. In other words, God allows problems so it can make us kneel down and bow down to the purpose that he has instilled in us.
Amen.
That's what I'm saying, people. How you doing, Ms. Kimberly, Ms. Karen, Ms. Jeanette, Ms. Latricia, Ms. Hattie? How are you? Y'all hear me? This is very important. For every problem that you have, just think about it. Look at it real deep now. And when you really look at it deep and start to divulge into that thing and you start to understand something, you understand that this is my limitation, but it's never God's. Because the more problems we have, when we really in tune with God, the more we start to serve and follow him. In other words, the more problems we have, we start to get closer to God and closer to God. And the more we're around God, God starts to put that little man who do that little sprinkling thing, God starts to sprinkle more purpose on us. Now we get more understanding of why we go through what we go through. You think it's a coincidence that you're a woman and you're going through what you're going through? No, it's not a coincidence. God has purpose in you, and sometimes you wouldn't get it no other way. So he allowed the problem to help us to understand something, right?
Yes, indeed.
Well, if it wasn't because of a problem, Martin Luther King wouldn't know his purpose. He would not have known who he was. He would not have had a dream. Why have a dream when it's present in front of you? The problem created the doggone dream, people.
Yes.
You understand that? It would make no sense to dream if you can just reach for it and get it right now, right?
All right.
Huh? All right. What'd you say, Ms. Karen? The lessons to show to appreciate the blessings. Okay. Ms. Chanel, what you said, the devil is attacking me from all directions. And that's okay, Ms. Chanel. Here's the thing, Ms. Chanel, I want you to understand something. You know, y'all can't, you know, be interactive tonight now. Here's the thing, Ms. Chanel. Although the devil may be attacking, the devil had to get permission. The devil can't touch something that doesn't belong to him. How you doing, Ms. Mookie? We talk about your problems serve a purpose. Although Satan may be attacking, he's limited in his attack. He can only attack the things around you in your physical, but he cannot touch your soul. Ooh.
Amen.
Follow me now. So in other words, stay on the right playing field. Don't fight the devil at his game. Fight the devil at God's game. In other words, withstand the storm. In other words, go through your problem. Don't ask God to remove your problem. Don't pray that God removes your problem. Don't rebuke your problem. Go through your problem and watch you obtain your purpose. Jesus didn't run from his problem. He went through the wilderness and look at the purpose. Satan had to bow down. See, at the end of it, Jesus said, Satan, getting behind me. In other words, now when you threw your best punch, Satan, now I'm going to tell you to get behind me because I want you to see how weak you are because I don't operate in the flesh. Jesus was naturally weak. Remember when he walked through the wilderness, he was so weak the angels came down after he told Satan. In other words, he was physically weak but spiritually strong. See, the problems may make you physically weak, but remember, y'all got to catch what I'm saying now. The Bible says, do not get weary, catch what I'm saying, in your well-doing. Although Satan may be attacking you from every which way, that's okay. God got you covered all the way around. So no matter how he attacks, you shielded, baby.
Amen.
You shielded. How you doing, Ms. Stacy, Ms. Evans? Ms. Monique Evans, how are you? Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
That's right. You're getting close to your purpose. And you know, missionary, the reason you're getting close to your purpose because you're here right now. This is not coincidence. Satan didn't want you to be here. As a matter of fact, he probably tried to call the problem for you not to get here. But you're here. How you doing, Ms. Foster? Ms. Arlene, how are you? All right? Let's get to our next email question. We have one from Ms. Sharon. Was it? Or Ms. Latonya?
Yes.
You had one.
Ms. Sharon shared a question.
Okay.
Continues in the same line of thought. Is it possible to walk into our purpose without ever encountering problems?
Mr. DJ, is it possible to walk into our purpose without encountering problems?
I say no. They go hand in hand. No, it is not. You're going to incur the problem. That's what helps you clearly define what it is. Because there's so many things you may think is a problem, but you're to find out that it's a purpose for it.
Y'all help me out
now.
Is it possible to walk into your purpose without ever encountering problems? I would say, Mr. DJ, I high five you, my brother. That is impossible. We agree. That's impossible. Jesus Christ, a perfect God, had a problem. That's what the problem was. He almost didn't get on that cross.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit was removed from him in the Garden of Gethsemane. You know, that's the place where he asked God to pass this bitter cup. But see, once he got around that problem, look at the purpose of him. Look at the problems that Jesus faced, y'all. Y'all talk about problems that we have in 2018. We got problems because we got speeding tickets. We got problems because we don't make enough money. We got problems because we supposed to get the position. We got problems because somebody cheating on us. We got problems because somebody don't love us. We got problems because somebody will not obey us, our kids, right? We got problems because there's racism. We got problems because there's sexism. We got problems because they just won't. We just got problems, right? Well, what about this problem? What about the problem that Jesus had before he walked into his purpose? Watch this.
Come on.
The purpose was for him to be the sacrificial lamb. Watch this. The problem was He was beat on, spit on, talked about. He had 12 disciples that didn't believe him. We talk about Judas, but if you look at the other 11, they didn't believe and didn't know who Jesus was either. Until after he rose. You don't think that's a problem? What if you're a good parent and you provide for your whole household? If you provide for your man, if you provide for your woman, and they don't believe you, they don't think that you're even worthy, you don't think that's a problem, Houston?
Amen.
Huge
and they walk
problem.
Ain't that something, people? Jesus had to go beyond flesh. See, the flesh wanted him not to get on that cross. See, that was a problem. They don't believe you anyway. What you going to get up on that cross and be a sacrificial lamb for people who will not even serve you? Come on, boy. I'm about to go somewhere with this one. From purpose, from problems to purpose, your problem server, any of us, if you knew the world would turn your back on you, if you knew your 10 friends that you have, your 10 closest friends, think about them. If you knew, Mr. DJ, for 1 second, that out of the 10, only one was faithful, really down with you, would you give all 10 the same that you gave that one?
Mm-mm.
All right. Jesus still got on the cross, although he knows that the majority of the world would not obey him. You know, the Bible says that the road to hell is broad. Many would travel it. So he still got on the cross. Y'all don't think that's a problem? But see, once he got beyond that, he walked right on. In other words, you will always encounter problems, huh, when you're headed towards purpose. See, the closer you get to purpose, the more problems you. Listen, the Bible says in the last days that men will become lovers of themselves and their money. The last days that people will view wrong as right. In other words, Satan knows the problem when God comes back a second time. That means hell is going to be busted out wide open and he's going to be. In other words, Satan is playing for keeps. See, the closer you get to your purpose, the more problems start to come at you. Y'all ever notice, Mr. DJ, y'all ever notice women, when you get in a relationship, look at all these problems, all these exes. Look at all these people want you now. But when you were single, nobody wanted you. Soon as you get in a relationship, somebody wants you. Look at the problems the devil throw your way. Because
yes,
you know
indeed. Yes, indeed.
When you didn't have them. Yeah, watch this, Mr. DJ. When you didn't have the money, it was no problem. You knew everything to get. But as soon as you get the money, boy, it's a problem. You don't know what to get because you're putting all you in this direction and that direction. Shoot, you talk about bingo, that's mine. Talking about if I hit $1 million, but when you get the million, what you did with it? See the problem?
Come on. Come on.
What's going on, Miss Katina, Miss Lestita? How are you? Miss Sandra, how are you doing this evening? You know, I got to go greet everybody. Miss Nee, how are you, Miss Ivy? Y'all with me?
Hmm?
So
yes,
let's go there, Mr. DJ, we have another question. Watch this one, y'all. Miss Tiana, what's the next email question?
Oh, sure. Thought you were about to ask one. Will God ever allow the problems that I caused in my life to be used for a greater purpose?
Mr.
Definitely.
DJ.
Everything, yes. Everything has a purpose.
Everything
and it's all a part of God's plan. Absolutely, yes.
Mm-hmm. I got a better question than that. Can the problems that we cause ultimately alter God's purpose? Let me say this, people. Y'all hear me? Can our problems that we cause voluntarily alter the purpose that God has on our life?
That's
Let me
a
ask
good
the
question.
Again. Can the problems, what's going on, E40, Ms. Debbie, how you doing? Can the problems that we cause, premature problems, alter the purpose that God has on our life? How you doing, Ms. Geneva? Ms. Foster said no problems cause no need to no problems cause no need to come to Jesus. The devil is a liar. God knows what we need before we ask. He just wants us to know he is our source. All right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right now.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got the question?
Yeah.
We call ultimately alter God's purpose on our life. Talk to me. What's going on, Miss Pinky? Can the problems we cause alter God's purpose on our life, Mr. DJ? What you got, Mr. DJ?
I don't think so. God has a purpose for us. We may alter the route and understanding, but you're not going to control God.
You're not going to control
God. You're not going to do that. You might.
What's going on, Tori?
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all, the problems that we cause, can they alter God's purpose on our life? Here's the thing. Mr. DJ just said it absolutely correct. Hey, Tori, what I want you to do, Tori, can you get on the phone tonight? Man, I want you to call in right quick. The number, Tori, is 225-364-0211. I want you to call in, Tori. And when you call in, press star 5 because I want you to speak with Mr. DJ because we're all going to be on like men's night. Girls have their night, right? We got me. Okay.
All right.
By the own. So, y'all, when we cause problems, premature problems, it may appear that our problems alter God's plans, but that's not the case. Remember, the Bible says to us that we should make room for one another's sins. So if he tells us to make room for one another's sins, he is the Word. The Word became life. Don't you know God makes room for our sins?
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Our problems don't change our purpose. Sin makes it seem like our purpose has changed. In other words, just because you had premature sex before you got married, don't think that no man or no woman won't want you. Just because you have kids before marriage, don't think that no man or no woman, somebody lied to you and said you got 3 or 4 kids, you got 2 kids, you can't have no more children, nobody not going to want you. See, don't let that problem for a second alter your purpose. That is a lie. Because just because you had or have don't mean that God won't send the right thing. Still walk into your purpose. Don't believe the lie.
Amen.
Don't
Amen.
Believe the lie.
Amen.
Don't believe the lie. See, somebody mad. They mad because they don't understand how somebody can have so many problems, yet somebody still loves them with great purpose. They don't understand.
Mm. Come on.
Come on. See, a lot of us, y'all got to understand, and let's be honest. See, it talks about this in the Bible. Can y'all listen? Can I go here for a second? Oh, you can't do it tonight, Tora? Okay, you're putting the kids to bed. Hey. That's a daddy. That's right. Do what you got to do. Okay? How you doing, Miss Fernie and Miss Brittany? Miss Valerie, how are you, Miss Tasha? So y'all understand. How you doing, Miss Sylvia? Understand this great man in the Bible named Naaman. I'm going to give you the scripture right quick. Okay? Got to be, you know, Naaman. Go to 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Now, y'all just write that down. Miss Tiana going to read that for us right quick. Miss Tiana, read that for us, please.
Now, Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. Now, bands of raiders from Aram had gone out and had taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife.
Y'all,
amen.
The problems serve a purpose. Wow. How you doing, Ms. Juanita, Ms. Woodard? How are you? Your problems serve a purpose. Naaman was a great man. He was great because he had, they call him fisticuffs, where he didn't fight with his fists. He fought with that sword. He was good. He was dangerous. But as great as he was, Mr. DJ, there's a but to it. But.
All right.
A problem. Naaman had a problem. As great as Moses was, but Moses had a problem. As great as King David was, but King David had a problem. As great as you and I are, but we have a problem. Here's the thing. Ooh, I'm about to go here. Your problem is a problem. Nobody wants their problems to be exposed.
That's right.
Well, I ain't talking to everybody, but I'm talking to somebody.
Yes,
nobody wants their problems to be exposed. Definitely not to people. Right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
See, we say nobody's perfect, but we understand that in a subtle way that nobody don't know my dirt either. See, Naaman had leprosy. Y'all know what leprosy is? He had a skin disease. He was eating away the flesh. But that leprosy served a purpose in his life. Now, one would say, how can the disease serve a purpose? How can your problem serve a purpose? Think about this for 1 second. If you didn't have a problem, then how can people enforce or inflict the will of God that they have in them over your situation?
Come on.
That's a simple mathematical question, right? If nobody got sick, how would doctors be known as valuable? Here be people. If nobody had an ailment, why would doctors even have importance?
All right.
Truth.
Right? Y'all follow me? If we had no problems, see, all of us have a butt in our life. Miss Juanita, I know you excellent. Miss Tasha, I know you're a good woman. Yeah, come on down the list. Where we at? Where we at? Miss Foster, I know you're a good woman. Mr. DJ, I know you're a good man. Tori, I know you're a good daddy. But we all got this butt. We all got a problem, and a lot of times that problem is not exposed. Moses had a problem that he stuttered. King David had a problem that he was a whoremonger. Naaman had a problem that he had leprosy. Boy, and y'all know we would do everything in the world to cover up our butt, our problem. I ain't talking about B-U-T-T. I'm talking about that butt that says, hold on, they good, but they got a problem.
All right.
Y'all right? Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
But see, here's the thing about that problem that we have. Whether exposed or not, it don't matter. Watch this. The thing about that problem allows us to know that we are limited in certain areas. How you doing, Ms. Morris, Ms. Rhonda? In other words, as strong as this man Naaman was, a mighty warrior, he was the king of the host. He was the soldier. He was the one who said, get up, and they got up. Sleep, and they slept. He did that. Move, and they moved. See, here's the thing about this thing. As mighty as he was, Naaman, as mighty as Naaman was, y'all, he couldn't even heal himself of leprosy.
That's right.
That's right.
As good as you and I are, we got purpose written all over our life. That butt that we have, that problem that we have, see, we are good women, right? But
yes.
Why you can't leave the married man alone? We good men, right? But why are we still chasing after women who are taken?
Amen.
We believe in God, but money be calling us. See, everybody got their butt, their problem, right? But see, here's the thing. The problem serves a purpose. God wants you to know that you aren't God and you are limited. In other words, I want you to bow down. Boy, boy, boy. It's funny. Y'all want to hear something? It's funny that we say God is up, and he is. He's up. But it's funny. Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all got to catch this now. From problems to purpose. It's funny how God is up, but he must first make you bow down. He must make you go down before you come up. In other words, God wants to show the problem before he reveals the purpose. In other words, he needs to get you to where you can't do it on your own before he do it for you.
Amen.
Remember, the Bible says when we are weak, he's strong. Naaman had a handicap. We have a handicap. Some men, we just can't. What they say, why must I be like that? Why must I chase the cat is nothing but the dog in me? In other words, you can be a good man of God and chasing the wrong thing. In other words, you got a problem, but that's okay. Because God can still use you. Just keep your eyes on him. See, some people don't want to hear that because some people want to stump on you. And they want to create a problem on top of a problem. But see, if you don't catch it and if you're not careful, you got to understand. Not only did Naaman have a problem, he actually created another problem for a young girl who didn't want to be captive. They took a young girl captive for no reason. She did nothing wrong. She was taken away by an army against her own will. The beautiful thing about it was against her will, but it wasn't against God's will. See, problems occur when it's against your will. Purpose
All right.
when
yes.
God's will is exposed and revealed. Listen to me
Amen.
Again. Problems occur in our life when it goes against our will. Purpose occurs when God overrides your will, your problem, and starts to reveal his will. See, we said from problem to purpose. In other words, when you get the attention off of you and put it back on God, now, my friend, you're walking in purpose.
Amen.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
See how simple that is? Oh, no, I know it's not a popular problem, you know, a popular topic, but see, that's not a problem. Because, see, the purpose is, remember, the Bible says God will leave the flock to go get the one. You think God is worried about numbers? The truth is still going to be the truth, no matter who. See, if the word of God was popular, people wouldn't just listen to their living. See, in other words, problems will turn into purpose. See, people view your situation as a problem. You view it as purpose. I got to go through what I'm going through to get where I'm going. This is how you view it.
Yes,
y'all
indeed.
Follow me? Ms. Juanita, don't throw no shoe, Ms. Juanita. Don't hit. I'm definitely. She's going to throw it through.
That's ultimate respect right there. Yes, sir.
Your problems serve a purpose. Your problems serve a purpose. Satan has so many people bogged down in problems and issues and confusion, Mr. DJ, to where they forget why they started in the first place. Even people in the fitness industry say, don't forget why you started. In other words, they're telling you, don't forget your purpose. If you call yourself a child of God, don't forget your purpose. Don't let your problems weigh you down.
That's the truth.
They had two people, Mr. DJ. One was Job, and one was Job's wife. I don't know her name. But Job's wife viewed his situation as a problem. You know, he had a
right.
problem. He lost all his money. Problem. Ooh-wee. Watch this, y'all. His kids had been killed. Problem. His friends turned their backs on him. Problem. I'm speaking to Job.
That's right.
He
lost all of his possessions. Problem. Watch
right.
this. I said about Job's wife. Boy, y'all know if we married, if that man or woman lose their job, that's a problem. We once put out the door. If they lose
right.
all their status and power, problem. We 2 feet out the door. Huh? Ten toes down for who? What? If the odds start turning, we view it as a problem. But remember, there's two people. There was Job and Job's wife. So Job's wife viewed the same situation as a problem. Job viewed it as a purpose. Job said, I got to go through this because if I'm to serve God, it's not what about what I gain. It's about me going through what I go through to get to my purpose. See, how could purpose ever be established if there was no mountain in the way?
Right.
How could
All right.
people, how could your purpose be established if you didn't have any obstacles in your way? You're supposed to have obstacles in your way because if it was a clean slate, anybody could do it. But God chose you to fulfill this purpose.
Amen.
But
no testimony without test.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. DJ, tell them again, please.
No testimony without test.
Nope. Y'all see it? How you doing, Ms. Thomas? Yes, it has been a while. There is no testimony without a test. How you doing, Ms. Raquel? Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Ms. Lakeisha and Ms. Althea? Y'all with me?
Yes,
y'all,
sir.
We got to go through it. We got to go through it. When you have purpose in you, why do you think the Bible says for better or worse? Now, no disrespect to your natural marriage. No disrespect, Miss Tiana, Mr. DJ. I ain't disrespecting natural marriage. But when God says for better or worse, God is speaking of himself to you, and he wants you to tell him for better or worse and you to live purpose by doing it with him too. In other words, just because life throws you curveballs, I'm not letting go of God's unchanging hands. In other words, Satan, I know my purpose. So you can throw as many problems as you want my way. I would never denounce God. And what I mean by denouncing God, I ain't talking about I would never say I don't believe in God. I'm going to live like I live and I love God. And I'm going to serve his purpose regardless of what I don't have. If he say go get it, I'm going to get it whether my pockets are empty or not. Because if he say go, I'm going. Now, when I get there, I'll figure it out.
Amen.
Y'all better ask somebody. That's what Moses did. He didn't know why he went to the man. He didn't know why he went to the Red Sea, Miss Tiana.
Obedience.
Boy. Woo-wee. Y'all. He didn't know why. But see, here's the thing. Faith does not require that you know. Faith requires that you believe. Whew.
Uh-huh.
Now, your problem, listen to me, your problem will push you into wanting to know. Your purpose gonna say, I don't need to. Watch it again. Because of faith. Watch this. All of us on this faith kick, and we all should be. Watch this, Mr. DJ. When you operate in faith, you got two options. You can listen to your problems, or you can listen to your purpose. Your problems will say, hey, find out what they're doing. Find out why, when, where, who. That's your problem, because it always wants to be in the know. But see, the other option of faith says purpose, meaning, God, I don't even have to know who and why. You going to send who? The person that didn't get along with me? I'm fine with that, too. You see, ooh-wee. You walk in purpose, you don't see it as a problem, what you're going through. When you walk in purpose, you don't see racism as a problem. You see it as a purpose, because if it wasn't for racism, I wouldn't stand up and be educated and be woke. Oh.
Come on.
If it wasn't for your kids, I know you had them young. I know you had them out of wedlock. I know you. This man wasn't around. If it wasn't for your kids, you wouldn't be the woman that you are today, walking in your purpose.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody told you it was a problem. But that somebody's a liar. Now. That don't mean that God agreed with the way it happened, but the purpose never changed.
Amen. That's right.
Y'all follow me? Huh? Y'all follow me? I'm not saying
sir.
That for no shouts and joy. I don't do that. I'm telling you the flat to God honest truth. Now, I said that about the women. Fellas, it don't matter what she called you that you was never around. If God sees purpose in you, he sees purpose in you. That's what it is. It matters what God calls you. Yeah, you being a father that wasn't around, but still walking to your purpose, bruh. Get back involved. Not to prove to her, but show God that your purpose and the purpose that he has for you is being fulfilled. Oh, my God. Ooh, it gets deep now. It gets deep. See, the problem is we try and fulfill what people and how people view us. The purpose is it don't matter how they view us, it's how God views us.
Amen. That's right.
What'd you say, Ms. Karen? You just talked about this today? Huh? Ms. Tasha, what'd you say? Go through to get to. All right, purpose. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
This is real. How you doing, Ms. Jeanette? Ms. Jasmine, Mac, J. Mac, how are you? Y'all with me now?
Yes, sir.
This is real, y'all, so we got to keep this in mind now. Your purpose, okay? Your purpose. Listen to me. Don't allow your purpose to be overshadowed by your problem. Don't do that. That's not serving God a purpose? No. You don't have to be holier than thou? No. Your purpose is bigger than your problem. And tell the devil that. Every time a problem come around, smile. Because some people view it as a problem. You view it as a purpose. See, sometimes you got to fall down to get up. Because if you never fell down, people would know how strong you are. True?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Ain't that something?
Yes.
We got another email question. What we got, Miss Tiana?
How? Okay, sure. What can I do to recover from the adversities of life, problem after problem, that I let lead each day and avoid bitterness towards those who brought it to me or did not help?
Okay. So, y'all, the question is, Mr. DJ, the question says, what can I do to recover from the adversities of life, problem after problem, that I let lead each day and avoid bitterness towards those who brought it to me or did not help? What can I do, Mr. DJ? How you doing,
Mr.
Jesse?
What you can do, What you can do is fellowship and pray with like-minded people. You need to stand up and realize that you are an eagle, and you need to surround yourself with other eagles and stay away from buzzards. You need to leave those buzzards and vultures alone, because they don't, birds of a feather always flock together. And then we do get rid of it, but you got to remember that you're an eagle, and the only way you're going to soar is being around other eagles.
That's right. So, y'all, anybody know what their purpose is? Anybody having a hard time understanding your purpose? Is it because the reason we don't understand our purpose is because we are bogged down by problems? Let me ask you this. Do you see your problems more than you see your purpose? Let me ask y'all that. I want y'all to talk to me because I've been running my mouth too much. Y'all talk to me. Do you see your problems more than you see your purpose? Now, before you answer that, what do you talk about more? Your problems or your purpose? Answer that question.
Amen.
Miss Juanita, would you say yes? Okay. What you say, Miss Lashonda? 2 Corinthians says, "Be ye separate." All right. Sometimes, Miss Arlene, Miss Tasha said yes. Absolutely. Miss Bridget, how you doing? Now I know these ain't the only people looking at this live. Y'all all want to participate tonight, or do we have a problem? Well, distractions will get in the way. I see my purpose more. Okay. Do we see our purpose more than we see our problems? Do we? Y'all, what's going on, Coach Bowden? How are you? Okay. Miss Bridget, how you doing? Coach Bowden is still like a second father to me. Y'all see this? Do you see your problems more than you see your purpose? Now, if we say we see our purpose more, which one do you talk about more, your purpose or your problems?
All right.
Miss Jennifer, you talk more about your problems? All right. Y'all, this matters. Because the Bible says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall flow.
Amen.
If we really walk in the purpose of God, whatever God has for you, if you walk in your purpose, if you focused on one woman, come on, fellas, come on, let me talk to the fellas. If you focused on one woman, how can you be talking about multiple? Women, let me talk to the women. If you focused on one man, how can you be talking about multiple? Well, Christians, saved people who believe in God, let me talk to you. If you focus on God, let me focus on purpose. You can't focus on God and be focused on problems at the same time unless you cross-eyed.
All right.
None of us cross-eyed.
Yes.
I'm saying that jokingly, but y'all see what I'm saying? You can't focus on God, cannot focus on God. You cannot focus on God and think that you're going to focus on problems at the same time.
Right. Yes, sir.
How you doing, Ms. Jeanette? Ms. Karen, what you say? I know my purpose, but there are always problems that try to prevent me from my purpose. And Ms. Karen, that's good. And that's Ms. Karen, you know what the honest thing about that is? We can openly admit that we have problems, although we know our purpose. We can openly admit that we also encounter these problems daily. Miss Karen, that only means that you're human and that God has his hand on you. The reason why I say this is because if God didn't have his hand on you, you wouldn't even know your purpose.
Amen.
Miss Karen, to know your purpose is much like, y'all ever see people who are a witness. The people who did wrong never want them to get to the stand. In other words, the witness know the truth. The problem is they got to stay safe. Miss Karen, you are a witness for God. You know your purpose. The problem is Satan wants to detach you from it. It ain't just Miss Karen. We got a whole bunch of us out there. We know our purpose. The problem is Satan would throw things out there, to kind of help us forget a little bit.
That's right.
Right. That's right.
Y'all know that? Okay. Mm-hmm. What did you say, Ms. Juanita? Ms. Juanita said, would you say focusing on problems more than purpose mean you have no faith? Good question. I like that question, Ms. Juanita. Ms. Juanita said, would you say that focusing on your problems more than your purpose mean that you have no faith? Let's talk on it, Mr. DJ. If you focus on your problems more than you do your purpose, do you have faith or don't you?
You don't. Oh, ye of little faith. You don't. If you're the person that keeps complaining, and you keep focusing in on the problem rather than looking at your purpose, then you don't have faith. At least your faith is very, very minuscule. It's very little.
What's going on, Jerry? That's my brother from another mother. So, y'all, if you focus on your problems more than your purpose, does that mean you have no faith? I would say it doesn't mean that you don't have any faith. It just means that your faith is small. Remember, watch this. I'm about to bring it to life. Remember when Peter was bold. Oh, Jesus, if that be you, command me to come out there and walk on this water. He was bold.
Right.
He walked. But here's the thing. He was walking towards his purpose, God. He said, command me. So he commanded. And he was walking towards the purpose. And here come the problems. Here come the waves. Ooh. Here come people talking about you. Ooh. Here come financial problems. Ooh. Here come insecurities. Ooh. Here come all kind of stuff. Happening. So he started to focus on the problem more than he focused on the purpose. Did that mean he didn't have faith? That didn't mean he didn't have faith. As a matter of fact, Jesus lifted him up. Catch what he did. See, when we see people focusing more on problems than purpose, we start to throw them away. Well, Jesus actually took his hand and lifted him up. But look what he told him. He gave him a word of encouragement. He corrected him. He sharpened him. He said, oh, ye of little faith. One, he did. Look at how Peter's problem helped him serve a purpose. See, Peter thought he had it going on. None of the other disciples got out that boat but Peter. Boy, mm-hmm. What? You knew that if Jesus yep. I'd have hopped out there on Peter's back. Let's get it up. Let's go, Peter. But none of the other disciples moved. At least Peter was bold enough.
Mm-hmm.
But look at how the problem served a purpose. The other disciples saw that. That means if the bold one stepped out on faith and he didn't reach Jesus, that means y'all better get y'all act together, because if Peter's faith was little, where was their faith? They didn't even get out the boat. That still meant that he had faith. It was just little faith. He had right. faith, but it was little. Y'all, it's levels to this stuff. You have people with great faith and people with small faith. You have people that believe in God for everything, and you have people that believe in God for some things. See, there's a difference. Mm-hmm. But when you have mm-hmm. great purpose on your life, the greater the purpose, the greater your faith has to be. Hello. See, listen to what mm-hmm. I'm about to tell you. Y'all might want to write it down. You can believe it if you want to. God's the honest truth. The greater your purpose, the greater your problem. Satan tries to match God every step of the way. So when you got small problems... When you got small problems, woo, you might have small purpose. Oh, but when you got big problems, we complain about the big old problems. The larger the problem, the larger the purpose. God will not listen to me. To whom much is given, much is required. Why do you think Satan messing big time with you from every angle? That means you got purpose in every angle. Why do you think Satan messing with you every day? That means every day you got purpose. See, the greater the problem, there should be an indicator, the greater the purpose. Because y'all know that we don't mess with something that ain't valuable.
All right.
Tell it.
Come on, think about that now. So instead of complaining to God, God, why me and why I got to go through it? Why don't you All start right. thanking God because you saw fit to give me something that I don't even know I have?
Amen.
Ain't that something, y'all?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's right, Miss Tasha. I shall not complain. Don't complain about the problem. Thank God. The Bible said count it all joy. He says no murmuring, no complaining. You know why? Because there's greater that you don't even know about. Come on, Miss Collins, tell them. You are the victor, not the victim. Y'all don't complain about them problems. Don't complain about it. I know it's an oxymoron, but the world don't understand your praise. The world don't understand your praise. Just because they don't understand that they see a problem, you see purpose. Because, see, if somebody messes with me, God must be trying to bless me. God got purpose in me. Now, I got to get to it, but I ain't stopping. I ain't about to do a Peter number two. I ain't letting God down. You call me through the rain, through the storm, no matter how cold it is, I'm going to walk on top of this water. The reason why I can walk in my purpose is because I see God in it. That's why. If I don't see God in my purpose, that is a problem.
Amen.
Y'all follow?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. And no one understands it but you and God. Ain't that right, Miss Cameron? That's power, y'all. That's right, Ms. Juanita, there's power in the tongue. Y'all, this is real. This is not a joke. This is not a game. Some people can say that internet pastors, call them what you want to. That's not a problem to me. I see purpose. Come on over here and get this love, too, because I'm going to hug and love on everybody. You understand? We good. You're at the right place. At the right time. Huh? Your problems serve a purpose.
Yes.
Ain't that right, Mr. DJ? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Y'all mind doing that? Okay. Watch this. Say it after me. And if you can't say it out loud, go ahead and type it real quick. I'm not doing this as an exercise, but speak that thing into existence. Go ahead and type your problems. Just type it this way. My problems serve a purpose. Go ahead. Now, I only do that if you believe that now. Don't do that for no circumstance. Go ahead and type it in that screen at the bottom. My problems serve a purpose. And when you type it in, make sure you write it on your own sheet of paper as well. Okay? And look, write it down and put it on your refrigerator so that you can see that daily. My problems serve a purpose.
Amen.
Huh? My problems serve a purpose. Okay? Now, underneath that, I want you to write this. And I shall not be moved.
Huh?
How you doing, Miss Alicia? Not only write, do my problems, say my problems serve a purpose, but right underneath that, send out a notice to the devil, and I shall not be moved. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. You know why? Huh? Because your purpose is far greater than you. You got kids that need to see this. You got neighbors that need to see this. You got people that are not saved that need to see this. You got a boss that need to see this. See, the Bible says to pursue peace with everybody. In other words, although they bring a problem, you bring a purpose. Purpose should always outweigh problems.
Amen.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
This is important. This is important. Y'all take it for real. How you doing, Miss Princess? This is real good. This is really important. Y'all follow me? That's right, Miss Juanita.
Sir.
Before I release my problems, I increase my faith. That's right. Release your problems. And how you release a problem is you no longer look at it as such. Woo!
Amen. Amen.
Some people view a problem child. God views a baby that's yearning for attention.
Yes.
Boy, don't you know love covers a multitude of things? In other words, when we have love on us, our perspective changes. In other words, we'll start viewing it like Job as a purpose. Without love, we view it like Job's wife as a problem. Do you not understand that everything that you go through in life, when you put it through the lens of God, you start to view it as a purpose? But without the lens of God, and in the midst of anger, we view it as a problem? Oh, we don't have no problem. We have a whole bunch of purpose, though. We have a whole bunch of purpose. And y'all know that there's responsibility that comes with purpose. It's a whole bunch of responsibility that comes with purpose. Now, are you ready to face it? Remember, you're not going to be moved. So they may view it as a problem, and they may actually create problems for you. That's okay. Shoot. Daniel and Elias then, huh? Jonah in the belly of the whale, huh? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, huh? I mean, it don't matter. It don't stop there. The point is this. We view it as a problem. We view it as a purpose. In other words, you try your God, and I'm going to try mine. See, the thing about it is this. When you walk in purpose, no matter how the odds are against you, the problems can never overtake you.
Amen.
Y'all following?
Yes, sir.
All right. Come on, what you say, Ms. Janet? And I be lifted up. I shall bring all men unto me. That's right. What you say, Ms. Collins? Double for your trouble in beauty for ashes. All right now. How you doing, Terry? So y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Problems serve a purpose. Mr. DJ, I'm going to let you ask everybody a question right quick. Okay? What you got, Mr. DJ? What's one of your questions? Let me read this, and then you get to your question. Ms. LaZon, what you say? Oh, yes. My family is under attack because I'm walking in my purpose. The cost of the anointing. Woo! Ms. Thomas, you better tell them again. My family is under attack because I'm walking in my purpose. Don't you know it comes with a price?
Yes.
When you walk in your purpose, it comes with a price, people. People will attack you. But remember, it's not people attacking you. We wrestle not. Don't forget that. You wrestle not. Don't forget that against flesh and blood. The devil mad at you. Yeah. When you walk in your purpose, problems supposed to come. You know why? Everybody want to dull down light, huh? Because, see, what light does is it shines, and sometimes it blinds. I'm going to say it again. Mr. DJ, you better tell him. Light not only shines, but it blinds.
That's right.
Now, I'm not saying that we're more than anybody else. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that we're more than. Because, actually, some individuals, every individual that we encounter, we should be bringing the word of God to them through purpose. You don't have to say God's name. All you got to do is live his life.
Amen.
And you remember the Bible said when we lift him up, he does the drawing, but we don't have to convince people. All you got to do is be consistent with your purpose, and when problems do arise, you know how to handle them.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, Houston, we got a problem. I ain't saying, no, Houston, we got a problem. No. Tell the devil I'm walking in my purpose. The devil made who do what? The devil can't make me do nothing, because if the devil can make me do it, surely God should be able to make me do more than what the devil did, right?
Right.
We got too much purpose on our life for that. What's going on, Junior? DJ, what you got, man? What you got, DJ?
If the disciples walked, actually talked with God, they actually walked with Christ, and they didn't believe him, then who are you? Where's your faith?
Come on.
Where is your faith? If they walked and saw miracles firsthand, they weren't walking around with a Bible. They were the Bible. They were actually there to see those miracles. Then where are you with your faith?
Y'all see it? Y'all, Jesus know he selected 12. Let me be honest with y'all. If you really read your Bible good, Jesus selected 12 heathens. You don't think that. See, the world would say Matthew was a tax collector, Peter was a knucklehead, Bartholomew, them were some scoundrels, for lack of a better word, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Some would view that as a problem, but Jesus viewed it as a purpose, because why would he need people around him that amen him? Don't you know they had scribes, Sadducees, and Pharisees back then, the people who taught the law? That was the very people who went against him. The truth, they went against God, but watch this. He didn't select the best. He selected those who actually were willing to conform to his ways.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all follow me?
Yes,
this is what I'm saying. Now, somebody's saying, what's going on, JB? Somebody's saying, now, how is that purpose when he selected Judas? You didn't think he knew who Judas was? See, you
come
got
on
to understand. Watch this. That's right, Ms. Collins. He took three with him. You got to understand. Watch this. Jesus walking is like heaven. He had 12 disciples, one turned it back, right? Doesn't Judas remind you of Lucifer?
Come on.
Just because you're walking in purpose don't mean that somebody's going to view it as purpose. Some people going to view it as problems. If they fall off, let them go. Jesus didn't kill Judas. Judas killed Judas.
That's true.
What I'm trying to tell you is when you start to walk in your purpose, not everybody who started with you gonna be with you. It has nothing to do with you. Mm-mm. Again,
and he even told them one of y'all gonna betray me. He even told them that.
He said it. You understand? The closer you get to purpose, Boy, problems start to unveil. Lady, the closer you get to that wedding day, you got the ring. But the closer you get to that, you got the ring. The closer you get to wedding day, if he really not in God and he really don't love you, watch how many problems he started. Well, you know we really don't get along. Watch all the stuff that come up to say no.
Right.
Mr. DJ, you better tell him.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Jimmy? Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Miss Jennifer, what you say? I want my faith to be the size of a mustard seed. I see people walk out on their purpose daily. How do you know when it's time to put your faith into action? Mr. DJ, how you know when it's time to put your faith into action and literally start walking your purpose instead of making excuses for your problems?
When you know it's time, when you are making excuses and too many excuses, and you start to question and love yourself. That's how you know when it's time. When you got that cup and then drank too much of that bitter cup, that's when you know it is time. When you have taken God out and put yourself in charge. When you start asking those questions and you don't have the answers.
All right.
And you're not relying upon God for the answers. That's how you know it's time.
All right. That's how you know, Miss. You gotta rely on God. What's going on, Deltric? Miss Stacy, what you say? You've been down that road. God has warned me many times. Thank you. So y'all got it?
Yes,
your
sir.
Purpose, and they really do serve a purpose. Okay. Remember, the Bible says that the people in the world don't understand the things of God. So don't let nobody trick you out of your position. In other words, don't let nobody trick you out of your purpose. Just because things may not be going your way right now, it's not meant for you to see them go your way. It's meant for you to know that in the end, it will go God's way, not yours.
Amen.
Amen.
As long as God gets his way, it's good, right?
That's right.
Problems happen when we don't get our way, but remember, it's not about us. It's about God. So if God allowed it, that means your problem serves a purpose. Let me say it again. If God allowed you to encounter him, if God allowed you to encounter her, if God allowed you to encounter it, trust me, he's going to work it out for your good. You know that?
Yes, indeed.
You just have to keep on walking in your purpose. Don't run away from it. Okay? Don't be scared to fight. Because remember, mama ain't raised no punk. God didn't raise no punk Christians, and I'm not being funny when I say this. In other words, our fight is not here. Our faith is yea and amen. We say it's God do, and we're obedient to him. So we don't turn away from no problem. Because God, if you put the problem in front of me, I'm about to walk through this thing without fear. Yea, though I walk through the valley, okay. Ain't nobody scared over here, right?
Right.
Huh? Ain't nobody scared of problems, right? Enough of that. Huh? And that's how we coming. For real. So let's go ahead and pray, Mr. DJ. What you got? You want to pray for us, Mr. DJ? You got some words you want to tell them right quick before you pray?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So y'all go ahead and bow your heads, close your eyes, open your heart, Mr. DJ.
Yes, dear Father, we come to you as humble as we know how to say thank you. Thank you for this day, Father. Thank you for bringing us together again to worship you, to bring up your name and lift your name up, Jesus. You said if we do that, you will draw all men unto us. Thank you for the ministry, and thank you for our leader, Father. Let something said tonight under the sound of my voice and everybody, let it manifest and grow, which each and every one of us, Father, help us to bring someone closer to you. And at the time and appointed time, Father, bring us back together again safely. We ask these things in your name, in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
What's going on, Catrice? Miss LaSign, what'd you say? Fight with the word of God. Talk back in the face of the devil. How you doing, Miss Clark? That's right. Y'all, make sure y'all catch us on Wednesday, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. That's CST, that's Central Standard Time. That's Louisiana time. Catch us on Wednesday, all right? Same time, 8 p.m. The number is 253-640-211. When you don't need a code, just call in and listen, and we get in. That's our Bible study. If not, we'll see y'all next Monday, same time. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.